Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, the midday show with Andy and Randy with you here on a hump day Wednesday. The noon hour brought to you by McDonald's. 2021, Randy, 2021 just got a lot more delicious with McDonald's new crispy chicken sandwiches.
McDonald's!
Served up three ways, crispy, spicy, and deluxe. Be sure to give them a try. Available at participating McDonald's.
McDonald's!
Which one would you go with? Crispy, spicy, or deluxe? All three.
How about not try all of them? Yes, sir! Love me some McDonald's. Wait, still waiting for my doorbell to ring for McDonald's.
Yeah, supposedly there's some McDonald's on the way.
Yeah, man, I can't wait, brother. I can't wait. I might have to eat it before they get here because they so greedy kids of mine. Andy, have you watched the hip-hop coverage yet?
Nope, not yet.
The last two episodes, unbelievable. Just unbelievable, man. I just can't wait no more.
What is it on?
It's on BET?
Is it on BET? Yeah. What streaming service can I get it on? Do you know?
What?
Like, how am I going to watch it?
You got Comcast, right?
No.
You got no Comcast?
Uh-uh. No, we got Charter Spectrum over here.
Oh, okay, okay. Yeah. I'm sure you can find a way to watch it.
They might have it on demand.
But yeah, I just like these shows. And I told you, Underboss, he tried to put me on something last night with Telekinesis 68.9 or whatever his name is. What's it? The dude with the colorful braid, the snitch, Telekinesis.
Akashi 69?
Yeah,
Telekinesis 68.
They got I fell asleep watching, but they got like, this is an interesting cat because ain't he supposed to be in WITSEC?
Witness protection?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
I thought so too.
How do you put somebody that looks like a bad guy in witness protection?
Yeah, but yeah, everybody's going to know what he looks like.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, all right. I guess.
I don't understand how that works because, yeah, he got out of his sentence because he told on everybody.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, he snitched.
Right. It seems like, and he's telling on some pretty dangerous people.
Right.
Right? So it seems like if you're just kind of out there, those dangerous people might find you.
Yeah, dude.
How are you going to hide when your hair is the color of a rainbow?
And they panning over the neighborhood. And for whatever reason that I look at, when that person is in WITSEC and all that stuff, all the houses look the same. It looked like they got a whole neighborhood just full of WITSEC.
Yeah, I mean, they don't send them to great situations, it doesn't seem like.
Yeah.
You just go to some remote location. You work at a grocery store now, and your name's Bob.
Yep.
That's it.
Bob the Tomato Man.
Yeah, but then everybody gets antsy and tries to go back for revenge. At least they do in the movies.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah,
Bob the Tomato Man for three years.
Bob the Tomato Man.
But then you got to scratch that itch. You go back to your hometown, and you try to get revenge. Yep. The other thing about Tekashi 6ix9ine, or Telekinesis 68, as you call him, is he's got the number 69 written all over his face.
Yeah.
So, I mean, if you're looking for him, anybody seen the guy with the number 69 tattooed all over his face?
Yeah, man.
He works over there in the tomato section.
Yeah, Tomato Bob.
We call him Bob.
Yeah, Tomato Bob over there.
And then you go over there and then you got Tomato Bob. Yeah. All right, let's get to the most important audio in the world. Brought to you by Mike's, a sub above.
It's not a team discussion. I talked to Trey about an hour before the game, and he didn't seem optimistic that he was going to receive the nod, and he was okay. You know, obviously, you want to be. He deserves to be included. He gets thrown the most difficult schemes at him every game. Boxing one, denials, full culture, blitz. Anything you can do to get the ball out of his hands is what has been done. And so that's a sign of ultimate respect. and he's got the numbers and the performance to back it up as an all-star. But that's how it is. There's always some snubs, and it happens to be our guy, and it's frustrating. But I'm sure it affected him. But I thought he came out, and I thought he played tremendous. He had 3 charges in the game. And he had 12 assists to go along with 28, 30 points, whatever it is. So he competed. It's unfortunate we don't get our guy in the All-Star, but he is an All-Star. And the thing I told him before the game is it doesn't define you. You just put another chip on your shoulder, and we continue to get better.
So that's Lloyd Pierce from The Morning Show, obviously talking about one of the pieces of the story yesterday from the Hawks day, which was that Trey didn't get selected to the All-Star game. That argument that he gave there about what other coaches do is, I think, one of the best arguments I saw for Trey deserving to be on the All-Star game, which is the coaches are the ones voting for the reserves, right?
Right. Yeah.
And the same coaches that will design a defense that throws 2 defenders at Trey every single game to stop him didn't vote him onto the All-Star, which is interesting. Like, they're the same ones that are saying to themselves, all right, we got to do something to stop this guy. But I also don't think he's an All-Star. Doesn't really jive.
I mean, I don't look at it that way. I look at it like I'm always just saying, don't talk snub, talk about who's going to replace who on the team. That's how I view it, because somebody's always going, and especially because it's in our city and it's our guy, so it's even extra more of a snub. Do I think Trey's an All-Star player? Yes, I do. But I'm not one of them people, let me go down this damn roster right here. He deserves to be in there. He didn't know. I mean, it's just not the first time, but just because this is our guy. Just like we said, he is not a perennial All-Star player, meaning he's always going to be in there.
We talked about it yesterday.
We always make a reservation for the All-Star. Mama, we stayed over here.
Right.
Off Ivan Allen, that's what we staying at. That doesn't he's not in that category yet.
He's
now,
not.
His counterpart, who he's always judged to, Luka, he's in that conversation right
he
now.
He is.
Yes, he's in that conversation. Devin Booker, he's not in that conversation yet, even though he should, because Devin's a bad, bad boy. Mm-hmm. But it's crazy, as much as we talk about Devin, the old man Chris Paul got in.
He did.
How about that?
And that's because Chris Paul is in that conversation.
Yes.
Like, Devin Booker's better than Chris Paul. Like,
yes.
That's he is. But Chris Paul has been an All-Star, I don't know how many times, 15 times now. And his team is good, and certainly he's helped make that team what it is right now. Chris Paul showing up has had a lot to do with it. But, yeah, that's the way that it goes. Like, momentum and narrative. So much
hey,
to
hey,
do.
Hey, brother. Ain't that
it's true. It has so much to do with how these things are selected. And that part of it is interesting to me, is sort of the direction that the Trey narrative has gone this year. Like, because we talked about it yesterday. I think you and I were on the same page as far as it's going to be a toss-up as to whether or not Trey gets selected for the All-Star team for a few different reasons. I mean, there's a lot of really good players in the East. Like you said, you go down the roster, who are you taking off? I mean, Zach LaVine's had an unbelievable success, scoring like 30 points a game. And his other numbers good too, and his team's better than the Hawks is. And Ben Simmons' numbers don't look quite the same, but his team's the best team in the East, and he might be the defensive player of the year in the NBA. And I understand guys don't get voted the All-Star game because of defense sometimes, but the narrative surrounding Ben Simmons this year is a lot more positive than it has been in years past. I think, and I think this is totally unfair, but I think some of what Steve Nash said publicly about Trey and just some of the way that he's being talked about as far as how he goes about getting his points has detracted from some of the way that people think about Trae Young's game this year. I think the narrative surrounding him is unfortunate this season. And I think it's perpetuated by some of that stuff that Steve Nash said and some other players have said about him.
It could be, you know. But, you know, there's other people that talk about similar things that they do that irritates them, but they're still on there because they're perennial all-stars.
Yes.
And Trey, it could be a point where Trey is not there yet with the reputation as far as a superstar that he's not going to get that benefit because it's like, oh, he wants it. Damn. He's Trae Young, though, man. Can't leave him out. You know, he ain't there yet.
Yeah, that is always a funny argument, too. I was listening to that podcast yesterday that Cam Newton was on with Brandon Marshall and Chad Ochocinco and Fred Taylor, and they were debating Percy Harvin and Peter Warwick, right?
Mm-hmm.
And Cam Newton gave this long, like, 3-minute argument for why Percy Harvin was so incredible and why he needs more respect as a college player and all that. And then that argument that you just used, which is what we do when somebody's just really good, I think it's what Brandon Marshall said about Peter Warwick. He was like, yeah, but Peter, though, man. Like, he didn't even say anything about him. He just, like, said his name in a slightly different tone, and that was the only argument he needed to make because everyone was like, yeah, Peter was a bad boy. Like, Trey isn't there yet, unfortunately.
But that's what makes me so mad about that, because I don't know what idiots – I mean, yes, Rich maybe the most exciting college football I've probably ever seen. And Percy was a bad boy. But P-Dub?
Yeah, it's like people forget because it was long enough ago. I don't know.
Come on, man. P-Dub?
It wasn't that long ago. Yeah, Peter O'Rourke was unbelievable.
Crazy.
All right, we'll get back into the other part of the Hawks story from last night in about 15 minutes when we get to What If. They blew another game. This was probably the worst one of the season. So we'll get there coming up in 15 minutes. Let's hear from Steve Wyche. He was on with us yesterday from the NFL Network. And he really liked this question, Randy. He really, really liked
it. Oh, my damn. Really?
You know, that's a great question because I thought about that. I mean, and you look at how players are on social media. Hey, JJ, why don't you come here? You know, you come. I wouldn't be surprised if there was going to be some groupings where guys are like, okay, it's a one-year thing, but we know X team are two players away. You know, we know the 49ers might be two or three players away from getting there. So let's all go to San Francisco for a year. Or, you know, let's all try to go here for a year. I think you're going to see that in some places. And, you know, the one thing about, you know, if this happens, this is where players can either do that. They can play for a coach they want to play for. They can live in a city they want to live in. They can go back kind of home, you know. So, again, this is going to be intriguing because the players are going to have an awful lot of say in this as well. If they're going to take less money, if they're going to take like a year, $4 million deal, that's going to open up their options as well. So I think that question is great, and that's something I'm really, really waiting to see.
For all of y'all that don't know, when Andy asked the question, and anybody, when prominent people say that's a great question, he has this goofy dance that he always does. It was a great question. I disagree with Steve a little bit.
It's true that
though.
I do that.
Yeah, I'll disagree with him a little bit here on this one, Monk. Because, like, I ain't taking $1 million when I'm supposed to get sick from somebody. You know what I mean?
Sure.
Like, if the money's coming, and because of the hard cap in the NFL, unlike the NBA, it's hard to, like, because we got to ask the question, would I take less money to go play, chase the Super Bowl at the end of my career? I probably would have because of the fact of what happened prior to that year of, you know, of me, you know, being able to take that pay cut or whatever, take less money, whatever. I just don't know if guys, and it will have to be veterans who have already got their money. Chris Godwin does not need to give Tampa a discount. He has not got his money. He was a second round pick anyway, so he didn't even get first round money.
Yeah.
Get your money.
Now, I like the idea of it, just the theory of players doing this NBA team up super team thing just because it's interesting and we haven't seen it before. But yeah, you're right. I mean, you're not going to pass up a 7-year or $7 million contract for a veteran's minimum.
No.
But you might pass up a $7 million contract for like a $5.5 million contract
if you
can go win a Super Bowl.
Yeah.
And I think that's kind of what he's talking about. I'm just really intrigued to see if it happens. And also, what teams are going to be able to do it? Like, you have to be one of those teams that people assume are on the verge of a Super Bowl.
And
right?
The thing about it, Andy, is, oh God, I wish I had that sheet up. The sheet with the super cap things. Because I know we know Jacksonville has overwhelmingly a whole bunch
of
money.
Got a lot of money.
But would everybody want to go to Jacksonville and play for Urban Meyer?
Nope.
They're going to have to overpay a lot of guys this offseason to go play in Jacksonville for Urban Meyer.
Mm.
I think they're going to overpay some guys. Yeah. They will be. I mean, I think if you look at all the top free agents at each position, and they need a lot of holes and want to go that way, even though they need to go through the draft, they're gonna get the highest premium guys because they have the money to pay them. Like, don't be surprised if Shaq Barrett gets a call from Jacksonville.
Yeah.
And if Washington doesn't re-sign Brandon Sheriff, a guy that you know, one of those guys like that, that's going to be a high dollar at their position. Don't be surprised at all of them going to Jacksonville because they got the money to give it to them. Got the money.
And that's what it's going to take to get people to want to come play for that coach.
Yeah.
All right, here's Arthur Smith from yesterday talking about the Falcons' offense.
There's some good pieces here. I mean, Calvin Ridley had a heck of a year. Matt still, you know, he threw it at a high level. You know, you're excited about Chris Lindstrom. I mean, I could go on and on and on. And so there's some good pieces. And, again, we're going to ask those guys every day, whoever we bring in here, you got to earn your job every day. I got to earn my job every day. That's going to be the same thing. Well, ask those guys, whether you're going into year 14 or going into year 2.
Oh, can God. I be a media
Andy,
guy for a minute?
No, I'm not going to allow you to be like them all of other media guy dorks. He didn't mention Julio's name.
Why not? Why didn't
I don't
he?
Know.
He said Calvin Ridley's name.
Oh, my God. Stop.
What?
Don't be that dude, man.
Well, he's listing good players on the offense.
Don't be that guy.
Isn't Julio the best player on the offense?
Yes, he is. But he ain't been playing. But yeah, man, whatever, dog.
Oh, okay. You had to play. You had to play 10 games to be on.
Yeah, man. Don't be that lint on the shirt guy. Okay, chill out.
I got lint on my shirt right now. I always have lint on my shirt and dog hair. It's very frustrating. Yeah, so I have a lint roller in my car.
Yeah, don't be Jesus sandals and socks guy. Okay.
I am wearing sandals and socks right now, Randy. You're describing me. Like, I have to be this person. This is my destiny, okay? I'm with you. I don't think that it's, like, an indicator that they're about to trade Julio next
week. Don't be
a
chicken noodle soup eating guy with just the fork. How about that? The broth is the best part.
The broth is the best part, and it's the best part for you. I haven't had chicken noodle soup in a while. I don't know how to respond to that part of it, but I'm with you. I don't think it's an indicator of anything. He does have a lot of talent on this offense.
You should say, you notice he didn't mention Julio.
There he is. He's on the block. He's on the trading block. I don't think so. Maybe. Probably not. All right, we'll come back. We'll get to a what if. We'll get back into what the Hawks attempted to do in the final 20 seconds of the game last night. Some other hypothetical questions to argue about as well. Don't go anywhere. Sports Radio 99 The Game. 3-40 and 5-40. The hard part is it's half the words you have to bleep out.
Yeah.
That's such a great intro. I mean, you want to talk about one of the all-time, like...
Just coming in that thing.
Just coming into a song with
coming back.
All the energy that you can.
Yeah, man. It just came as...
But he cusses a lot, so we can't
say it. He cusses a lot, bro. But I always say, I just remember the first time I heard this, I was like, man. Play that again.
Yeah, me too. I remember... I mean, I had it on repeat. My experience listening to it was probably different than yours.
Oh yeah, because we was at Club Rolex.
Okay, I was in the bathroom in my apartment, getting ready for work.
No, we're Club Rolex, man.
Like, getting pumped up for my day.
Yeah.
Wrapping it in the mirror, brushing my teeth.
Hey man, hey dog, I was at work, kind of.
Yeah, kind
of. I was in the process of. Never mind. Just stop it. Maybe.
Process
out. Just stop it.
We'll get
just
to some damn good questions with Brian coming up in 20 minutes. Back into what's trending top of the 1 o'clock hour as well.
Yeah. Brian said, what if Randy finished that question?
Randy finished that?
Yeah, we're going to finish that quick. I'll be in with the email. I'll let y'all handle the email. Like, we get the emails that Sean just sent us about different stuff. Like, just tell me when I'm fired. You can stop sending me all them numbers and everything. Because all I say is 1-1-1-2. Like, yeah, we fired.
Oh, you mean the ratings email?
Yeah. Cool. Okay.
It's good to know.
We're
doing pretty good.
We're really good right there. We're better than them. But okay, cool.
Just really good right fired. There. We're better than them. Those are the scoreboard, Randy.
Yeah, just let me know when I gotta bring this machine. Well, no, I ain't bringing it back because y'all need to go while I'm at home. I ain't no way in the hell I'm coming down there.
That's a great point.
Y'all gotta get some.
That's an argument for keeping Randy at home longer.
Yeah.
Because if they do let us go, they're not getting that equipment back.
Oh no, bro!
Willing to not only part with us, but also
on the black market. On the black market, right?
What do you think the market value for a Mix 5 channel compact mixer is?
I don't know.
I can get $100 for this thing?
This thing got to be more than $100.
You think so? I honestly have no idea.
You think so?
I don't know. I'm not sure. I'm going to look it up during the break. Let's do this. We'll look it up during the break. Before we do that, let's get to what if.
Yeah.
It's time for What If on Annie and Randy on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
You or me? Who goes first?
I'll go first.
Okay.
All right. And this because I want to go first because I'm going to upset you, okay?
Okay. All right.
What if coming out of spring training, Ender outplays Pache?
Oh. I mean, if he outplays him, which likely.
How would Andy feel about that?
If it's merit-based, then I can't help but feel like the guy that deserved it got the job. Like, that's what I want to happen in training. I want I want Pache to outplay him and get the job. But if Ender Inciarte goes out this spring and bats whatever it would take to be better and demonstrates that he can actually play defense, okay, great. I just want the better guy to be starting the season.
You, Andy, I love you, brother. You know I do. You a damn lie.
No,
you'd
honestly.
You'd be so mad if Ender starts.
I wouldn't believe it. Like, I wouldn't believe that Ender's spring performance is indicative of ability in the Major League Baseball now. Like, I would think that, okay, great, he had a good spring. Did you see him play the last 3 years? He's not very good anymore. But at least it would be based on what they said it was going to be based on. if he doesn't outplay Christian Pache and Ender Inciarte starts the season in center field,
that'll make you more mad.
Oh, that's yes. That's going to be a tough one for old Andy Bunker to swallow. Yeah. But I'm preparing myself. I'm preparing myself for that reality because that's what I expect to happen. I think because Pache is a better player, and I think he'll have a better spring, and I think they'll still start him in AAA because of service time manipulation and baseball being baseball. That's what I think is going to happen.
All right.
What about this one?
Okay.
What if the Hawks don't win at least three of the next five before the All-Star game?
Nate may coach the Hawks for the rest of the season. Yeah, and we know that the back half of the schedule is coming out today for the NBA. But, yeah, I think that, Andy, we're at a point with the Hawks where just not having enough bodies. Even though I can flat out say that they had some of these guys, I do think things would be different.
Definitely.
But, I mean – it is what it is, man. It is what it is with Coach Pierce.
And yeah, it just, I agree with that.
And I think 100%. About it. It's okay. The losing, granted, is bad. It's how you're losing.
Yes.
You know what I mean? I think that is the ultimate thing. It's how that you're losing.
Here's the other thing for me, and maybe you can answer this question with like a real example of something because I'm having a hard time coming up with it. I think in this situation where the Hawks are dealing with all these injuries and you're still in close games, you still haven't won a game that's been decided by less than 8 points this season, and some of that has to do with decision-making, you have to have a coach on the sideline that is giving you an advantage in some way. Like, he has to be doing something throughout the 48 minutes right. that the game is actually played that you can put your finger on and say, man, Lloyd Pierce does this that makes us better. And I don't know what that is.
Yeah,
I watch Hawks games and I say I don't know what he's doing on the sideline that's actively helping this team win games that someone else couldn't do.
I agree.
Because I can point my finger at stuff that he's done late in games that isn't helping, like the Gallinari substitution last night,
yeah.
or the time or the challenge like, that they made.
But see, Andy, I understood the process of what he was saying. Okay, I do. When you're talking about offense for defense type thing.
Uh-huh.
I just didn't think – I don't care about it right then and there. You know what I mean? Like, we've seen that the games, a couple games y'all just won, Clint Capela's on the floor in the fourth.
Yeah.
Even though the score was different. It was a different score now.
It was.
But still, I just – I don't know, man.
But still, yeah, I mean, there's really no way to – I mean, you can say what you were thinking, but that doesn't mean that it was a good thought process. You know what I mean? I think sometimes we get a little caught up in, well, he explained it. Yeah, it was a bad explanation. it was not the right decision to make. They made the wrong choice, and ultimately they lost in part because of it. So, yeah, very frustrating. By the way, those brick units, apparently what we're using at home, that's worth about $1,700, Randy.
Oh, yeah.
So they're going to have to think twice before they fire us if we're not in the studio.
Y'all better break in while I ain't home. Because y'all know once I'm out, I'm at.
All right, it's your turn.
All right, here we go. Andy, what if Joseph Martinez does not lead Atlanta United in scoring this year?
Huh. Can I ask why he doesn't lead them in scoring?
No, you can't.
Okay.
What if he doesn't?
That's probably not
good. Are they winning?
I don't think that that's a good thing. If Joseph Martinez doesn't lead Atlanta United in scoring this season, then Atlanta United's probably not super good this season. Now, I mean, I guess it could, because here's the thing, like, in order for that to happen, he would have to not be on the field, right? Because Jose Martinez averages like a goal every 95 minutes he plays in MLS. And if he's healthy and he plays, there's no reason to think he's not going to continue that scoring rate. So the only way I see Jose Martinez not leading Atlanta United in scoring this season is if Jose Martinez isn't on the field.
Okay.
And if Jose Martinez isn't on the field,
you're in big trouble.
We saw what that looked like last year.
Yeah, them kids ain't the only thing we're going to have to worry about and complain about.
I mean, I guess it's possible that one of these guys they signed just is a great goal scorer and scores more goals than Joseph, and he plays a lot of games, but I don't. That seems unlikely to me. Joseph plays, he scores like 25 to 30 goals, and Atlanta United wins a whole bunch of games.
Okay.
What if Jake Lamb, Pablo Sandoval, or Jason Kipnis, one of those three, becomes this year's Adam Duvall for the Braves?
Andy, you remember when we were talking yesterday about some of the question marks? One of my biggest question marks was letting Adam Duvall go.
Yeah.
That was one of my question marks was letting Adam Duvall go. Well, it'd definitely be a good sign.
It'd be amazing, right?
It'd be amazing if that happens. I don't know what in their recent history of those three fellas lets you know that they might be out of there. Now,
yeah, I guess which is most likely to do that?
Probably Webb?
Lamb,
I'm sorry, I said Webb. I was thinking about Webb.
Yeah.
Yeah, probably him. Uh-huh. I like Sandoval, great player. It was a fun at bat that he had in the postseason.
Yeah.
But yeah, I'm just
I'm with you though. I do think some of that the Adam Duvall departure has been glossed over a little bit. It's one of those other things we were talking about yesterday where it's like you just assume, yeah, just assume Ian Anderson's going to be an ace now.
Yeah.
Okay, maybe. Like, I hope so. Maybe. But Adam Duvall was third in the National League in home runs last year. Like, that's a lot, you know? And that's a guy we weren't really counting on. He was a part of it, but he wasn't one of your main guys. I mean, he was in the lineup that gave your lineup crazy depth. Third in the National League in homers, and he's gone now. So hopefully one of these guys does step up.
What if the Falcons decide to keep Fowler on the roster at his current salary?
I think that is going to happen.
You think so?
I
ain't
do.
No way.
No, you don't think so?
I don't know, Andy. I don't know.
Well, because I just looking at his deal, if they don't, that's a lot of money they
have
to keep.
That's a lot of money, but they can move that money, right?
So, I mean, I guess they could try to get him to renegotiate his contract.
Yeah, but why would he do that?
I wouldn't. I want all that money. Like, I think, unfortunately, and there's just certain guys you're going to have to pay a lot of money to.
Okay, let me go with this one then. What if the Falcons draft an offensive tackle at the number 4 overall pick that isn't Penei Sewell?
Oh, jeez.
And he's still on the board.
And then Penei Sewell's just there?
Yeah.
Well, that's then they found out they didn't like the Oregon guy. I'm never going to knock anybody for that. That would be shocking to me. That would maybe be the most shocking thing they could do outside of drafting – I don't know, a tight end or something at number 4. If they take Alex Leatherwood or somebody like that, one of the other offensive linemen that's thought to be a potential first rounder, at number 4, they stay at number 4. They don't trade back and they don't take Penei Sewell and they don't take a quarterback.
All right.
Well, then I think we're probably coming out of the first round NFL draft scratch and wondering what we got ourselves into with Terry Fontenot.
Oh, I can see it right now. Because unfortunately, we won't be probably out and about for draft day, which is always fun.
Probably not.
But I can hear about it. Oh!
Oh. Well, because, you could have traded back and probably got that person. Unless the justification would be we were hearing that he was going to go to Cincinnati at number 5 or something like that. I don't know if that's the deal. But, yeah, that would be a real head-scratcher. What if last night was the last time we see John Collins in a Hawks uniform?
That'd be a big, big deal because as him already being phased out, it looks like that they have a better chemistry with the 1-5 pick and roll instead of 1-4 pick and roll.
Yeah.
I wouldn't be surprised then.
How many games he's going to miss with the concussion. We'll find that out as the day goes on today. Conti had a non-inspiring stat in his update. The Hawks are 0-5 this year on the second half of back-to-backs.
Way to go.
Hopefully they can make it 1-5 tonight.
What if Lily and her powerful thighs are taller than Andy by the time she's 12?
I have to quit my job and go into something where I don't interact with people. We'll come back and get to some damn good questions with Brian coming up next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Right here on Dukes and Bell.
Grinding. Grinding. Were you of the age, Randy, when this song came out that you were around lockers in school? Because you couldn't walk down the hallway at my high school without somebody doing this on the lockers.
I think I might have been in the league when this came out.
I don't know what year it was.
Yeah, I think I might have been in the league when this was.
Were you in the league when I was in high school?
I think I was.
There might have been one year. Yeah, your rookie season, I think I was a senior in high school.
Your senior. Yeah, because I remember my main man, Omari Lowe, who played here with the Falcons.
Go ask him.
You know Omari.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, we went out one night, and we'd exchange night who would drive, and we went out. And Omari, I remember Omari, he bought the damn the Harley Davidson truck, Andy. Man, that thing was so damn fast. But he would, he would listen to this on repeat, dog, all day. Because that part of that part right there.
Yeah. I mean, honestly, any song made by Ferrell or the Neptunes in that era. I mean, it just was.
It went hard, man.
It was great.
It went hard.
Great music. All right. Midday Show with Andy and Randy with you here on a hump day Wednesday. Just talking about Hall of Fame beats. 20 minutes away from what's trending to kick off the 1 o'clock hour. Get you caught up on everything that's happened over the last 24 hours. What?
Oh, no, I was thinking about something. I guess everything you had on now. Do you got the Bikram sandals on?
Excuse me?
The Bikram, what do you call them?
Oh, Birkenstocks?
Yeah, Birkenstocks.
Yeah, I'm wearing the Birkenstocks.
Okay, yeah. Because I was curious, because I remember we had this conversation between slides and flip-flops. Mm-hmm. I call everything flip-flops. Some people call them slides. Mm-hmm. Like the thong flip-flop, the one that go between
the one
your
that
toe.
Goes between your toe. Yeah, those are uncomfortable to me.
Yeah, I can't wear them either. My toe gap's too big for them things, man. But yeah. But no, because I was like, he has a Bikram sock, but that's just something that you do.
Birkenstock.
Yeah. I said, keep on calling them Bikram, like they some damn yoga.
Bikram yoga is a different thing, which I've also done. But no, Birkenstocks. Why? Why do you ask?
I was just curious. I was like, how did I guess it? Because I always forget that you wear shoes in the house.
I do.
Tied up.
I do a better job hosting this radio show when I have socks on. It's just a fact of the matter. Socks and Birkenstocks. And I got all these cool new socks for Christmas, too. Uh-huh. Yeah, the brand is Bombas. I don't know if people out there have had Bombas socks before, but man, they're very comfortable. And every pair of Bombas socks you buy, they donate another pair to, I guess, people that don't have socks. I don't know who they donate it to, but yeah, they donate to somebody.
That's good, man.
So we're just helping people out, man.
Hey, man, you're so thoughtful.
I'm a man of the people, of the world.
I hear you, man.
Speaking of men of the people, let's get Brian in here for some damn good questions.
Time now for some damn good questions about stuff and things with Brian Gephardt.
Brought to you by Engineered Solutions of Georgia, proud partner of the Georgia Bulldogs. Dial 678 ESOG now.
Nice. That was pretty strong. Good, I like that
pretty
one.
Good.
Yeah.
Little James good, Taylor homie. For you there.
Yeah, a little Jamie T. Sure. That's what I call him. We're friends like that, me and Jamie T.
Hi, Brian.
Hi. How's it going? All right, I'm going to start here. Marlon Davidson. He's a name we don't really talk about at all. We were really hyped about him last year. True. Second round pick. We had him on the show. Really fun personality. Some funny sound bites. Combination of injuries, COVID, didn't really get on the field. Never really showed what he could do. Based on what we saw with him at Auburn and him being kind of like a hybrid defensive lineman,
he's gonna be good in this.
Okay, yeah. Can explain why, Randy?
I think because of the versatility that he has. Now, I could just go back to D&D's defenses that I played. They were big. They had big guys. They had Halodinatas and guys like that on the defense line. Big guys. They don't have that here. I'm sure they're going to upgrade the size of the D lineman, Andy. But I just think this the versatility of him being able to play outside and inside, I think that's going to give him an advantage in the system.
Yeah, I mean, I almost feel like we're evaluating him as a rookie again. I mean, he didn't play really. I mean, he was injured at the beginning, and then he had COVID list later in the season, and now it's a new system. So, yeah, I'm hopeful that he shines in this system. And everything you just said, Randy, yeah, hopefully that comes to fruition and he really fits in. But with everything that happened last week with the Falcons, there was just too many negatives to focus on.
Right.
We hardly talked about the fact that the second round draft pick was,
we
was,
really,
was
we
almost
really,
anonymous.
You're absolutely correct. But I mean, I know it's been a long time since the Falcons, but they really were out of sight, out of mind so quick.
Yeah. Well, and there was just too many
just
other
so
big
much.
Things
like,
to focus
ugh.
On
yeah, yeah.
than to talk about Marlon Davidson. Yeah. Like, they didn't fall on an onside kick and lost the game because of it, that they had a 2-touchdown lead with 5 minutes left. And then they basically did the same thing the next week. And then they fired their coach and their general. Like, yeah, there was like building fires to talk about. We weren't going to talk about the fact that the shrub was on fire as well. But yeah, hopefully Marlon Davidson has a really nice second season.
Is he one of the starting DNs day one?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. We were talking about quarterbacks earlier, you know, the idea of, this show, we mainly think that we won't be drafting a quarterback at four. And if anything, hopefully probably moving back and gaining some extra draft picks. If we do, you know, get those extra draft picks, you have a few extra ones. I think at some point we're going to draft a quarterback. Which of the late round quarterbacks are you interested in? Say, third, fourth, fifth round in that range.
Because I was curious when you asked a question during the break, what would you define as late round? Third, fourth, maybe Jamie Newman.
Yeah.
Kellen Mond. I mean, these two guys are still a possible second round. And then, I mean, somebody did ask about Kyle Trask. I throw Kyle Trask in there. And a guy that I really don't like too much, but I think he has a lot of arm talent, Felipe Franks.
Wow. Yeah, Felipe Franks. You might be able to get Felipe Franks in the seventh round.
Yeah, probably.
If that's what you wanted to do.
Probably.
If I can get Jamie Newman in the fifth or sixth round.
But Jamie's not going to fifth or sixth.
He might. Yeah, he probably won't.
Yeah.
He didn't have a good Senior Bowl. That was what we heard from folks.
You can tell somebody who hasn't played a lot of ball.
Yeah. Okay.
I did say Felipe Franks, man. I'm sorry.
You did say Felipe Franks. Yeah. I'm good on that. If you can get Kyle Trask in the fourth round or the third round, sure. I'm into that. I like that idea.
What about, I'm looking at some different ones. Not Ian Book, no.
No.
Peyton Ramsey from Northwestern? No. KJ Costello, hell no.
Sam Ehlinger?
No. Okay. I don't think Sam Ehlinger is going to be a good pro quarterback.
I don't either.
Yeah. Sam Ehlinger might have to change positions.
Davis Mills? Do you know anybody ever heard of that guy?
No.
Dustin Crum is a guy who's on this list that I'm looking at.
And see, that's why, Andy, when you talk about pulling a quarterback, look at the depth after the top five guys.
That's true.
Yeah. I think Jamie Newman's right there in the second tier groups.
And Kyle Trask.
Those two guys.
Yeah. No, I'm with you. I mean, they need a quarterback at some point. You just have to have a backup quarterback.
It's not going to be Marcus Mariota.
No, it's going to cost too much. I mean, Marcus Mariota's got like $10 million contract
this
season. So, yeah, no, it's certainly not going to be him.
I want to give you a positive Tiger question. What if he does come back a few years, finds a way to win one more tournament, whatever that might be? What if that actually happens?
I mean, it'd be amazing. It would definitely be amazing. And, the respect that a lot of people are giving to Tiger, I can't stand Bryson DeChambeau, but he did say, you know, the positive thing that he spent and talked about Tiger, amazing person. If anybody can do it, he can. I'd love to see it. But right now, I think that is the thing, the least amount of things that we need to focus on about Tiger Woods. Tiger got a long recovery ahead of him.
Yeah, I'm with you on that. He does. I mean, the fact that we found out yesterday that he's going to make it is the most important thing.
Right.
But just, you know, obviously none of us know Tiger Woods, but you know things about Tiger Woods because of covering him so closely and being such a big fan of his. He's going to try.
Oh, yeah. Like, I have no doubt.
He's going to do everything he possibly can to try to play professional golf again. And I mean, I'm not going to count him out. He's Tiger damn Woods, man. Everybody said he'd never play again, and he won the Masters.
Yeah, it's hard, like, man. It's hard to count him out, man.
You can't count Tiger Woods out.
He got a long way to go, a lot of surgeries.
Absolutely right. Yeah. It's 24 hours removed from that terrible accident, but it sounds like he's doing good, and he's in the hospital, so that's good news from yesterday. We'll come back. We'll get to what's trending to kick off the 1 o'clock hour, everything that's gone down in the last 24 hours, so don't go anywhere. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.